Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I signed an order appointing Robert Hur a special counsel for the matter I've just described. The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter.
Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to investigate classified documents found in President Joe Biden's possession. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Congress will also investigate following the recovery of the documents at the president's former office and his home in Delaware.
Another faux pas by the Biden administration, but treating law differently based upon your political beliefs. Treats one President Trump one way, but treats President Biden a whole different way.
McCarthy called out the Justice Department for the handling of how the search of former President Donald Trump's home was executed compared to President Biden's. Biden said the American public knows how seriously he takes classified documents and highlighted his administration's willingness to work with the Justice Department.
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage, okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
Newly sworn in New York Republican Representative George Santos continues to face escalating calls for his resignation amid scrutiny over lies told during his campaign and says he would do so under special circumstances.
142 people asked for me to resign, I'll resign.
Santos later clarified he would resign if the more than 142,000 people of his New York 3rd Congressional District wanted him to. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's clear to him Santos is not fit to serve in Congress.
Well, the spectacle that is George Santos speaks for itself. He's a complete and total fraud.
President Biden celebrated the news Thursday that inflation fell for the first time in more than 2 years and credits his economic policies for the drop. According to the Labor Department, inflation eased to 6.5% in December. While consumer prices remain high, the president said the rate at which they're increasing has diminished. According to the latest data from 538's aggregation of polls, President Biden's approval rating has reached its highest point since October 2021 at 44.1%. Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Polen announced Thursday he would appoint former Governor Pete Ricketts to the U.S. Senate following Ben Sasse's departure earlier this week. Finally, on her first day in office, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders banned the term Latinx from official use in the state government. Latinx is a gender-neutral alternative to Hispanic and Latino. Some say it's the latest move of the anti-woke agenda GOP leaders are pursuing. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 Trust Indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.